Vice President John Dramani Mahama has presented 60 vehicles to the Ghana Police Service in Accra. The vehicles, made up of 35 Land Cruiser pickups and 25 Land Cruiser SUVs, are to enable the police service to effectively discharge their duties. Presenting the vehicles to the Inspector General of Police, Paul Tawi Akwe, the Vice President directed the police service to deploy as many men as possible onto the road to check reckless drivers this Christmas period.
Current stock of vehicles have come in a very timely manner to enable the police deploy more people during the Christmas festivities, both in terms of accident prevention and also in terms of crime fighting, to ensure that Ghanaians have a crime-free Christmas. Let me direct the IG to heavily mobilize your men to be on the roads to check speeding drivers and infringements of traffic regulations during the Yuletide season in order to prevent accidents. It might be an inconvenience to passengers, but I hope that Ghanaians will bear with us. Their lives are far precious.
The Inspector General of Police, Paul Tawi Akwe, assured the public of adequate security. He was grateful to government for its support, pledging the commitment of the service to always discharge their duties efficiently. Meanwhile, the Vice President John Mahama has directed the Inspector General of Police, Paul Tawi Akwe, to begin immediate investigations into how a substance alleged to be cocaine turned out to be sodium bicarbonate. He said anyone found culpable will be severely dealt with.
This government has done a lot to redeem the image of the country as a narcotic transit point, and we're not going to let anything roll that image back to what it was before. And so there's going to be a very thorough investigation of this matter, and anybody found to be culpable must be very severely dealt with, not only in terms of those who substituted whatever substance it was, but anybody whose negligence led to that incident happening. IG, you must launch an immediate investigation and deal very severely with anybody who is found to have been culpable.
Vice President and Chairman of the Police Council, John Dramani Mahama.